The truth is out there. And tonight we're going to try to find it. Just here a little bit on I Want to Believe, episode 2. The first episode well received. We appreciate that so much. And we figured we'd do this again. It's our time. The rotation is perfect for us here along the 37th parallel. If you know what I mean, we'll get to that here in a little bit. We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to talk about time travel here at the end of the show. Before that, some real monsters from history that can scare you before Halloween comes around this beautiful October. And before we get to that, before we get to the whole panel here, I just want to say something. I said I was going to say this earlier, and I don't want to repeat the things that you have heard already about what happened in Las Vegas. I know you know the story. I know you know what happened. The only thing that I want to say about this, and I truly mean it, is I've seen a bunch of people on my Facebook and in the news and in the media saying that now is not a time to talk about this. It's not a time to talk about gun control. This is a time to mourn and to give thoughts and prayers. And all I want to say, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody by saying this, but prayers and thoughts are not going to fix this problem. God is not going to fix this problem. We have to talk about it. We have to discuss it, and we have to figure out what we can do to stop this from happening again, because it will happen again. I don't know if you think that this is just going to go away, because that seems to be what people do, is we pray on it, we feel bad for people, we do amazing things to make them feel better, and then we just kind of hope it goes away. It will not go away, ever, unless we make it go away. So that's all. Now let me introduce the panel for you tonight. I'm Shannon Young. You know me. I host a lot of shows here on this Podzilla 1985 network, and down at the end of the table, good old friend of mine, good old boy, Tanner Calvert.
What up?
Was that too offensive? Do you think that would offend anybody?
Probably some people.
I don't think it should.
Well, no, it shouldn't, but...
Because I that's...
I mean, even a true Christian would agree with you.
I just get so sick of seeing... And I don't mean to bring politics and stuff into this show, but I just get so sick of thoughts and prayers are with, thoughts and prayers are with. Like, that's cool. I'm sure they appreciate it. I would if something bad happened to me. But at the same time, you can't just say, well, I feel bad for you. I'm so sorry. I'm praying for you. And then that's it. That's the end of the discussion. And then it happens again, and we all do the same thing, and it just continues and continues in an endless loop that is, you know, if you're not fed up with it at this point, what will it take to make you fed up with it? I promise that's it. That's it this time. I'm serious. I'm tearing off the top of it. I'm folding it so I can no longer see that, Tanner. Also, I want to mention Tom Petty passed away. We're going to talk about that on Thursday, though.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What? Well,
is he, has he officially passed?
Last night around 11
I think
o'clock.
His manager said that he has officially passed, yeah.
The publicist for the family came out and said it.
Yeah, he went to cardiac arrest yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
No, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Yeah. And was brain dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they took him off life support. Okay. And
yes, they took him off life support yesterday morning, and then about 10:30, 11 o'clock last night, they announced he had passed.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, with members of his family and all the members of the band around him.
Which is very sad, and we're going to... It's been a bad week. It's been a bad week. We're going to talk about that more on Thursday on Podzilla After Dark. Ali Abear is here with us as well.
Hello.
Ready for round two?
Yeah.
All right. And also returning for his second official show here on Podzilla 1985, Calvin Abear.
What up?
No relation.
None at all. Zero DNA is shared.
Have you heard the song DNA by Kendrick Lamar?
No. Have you heard the song DNA by the Seatbelts?
I have. Ask DNA.
Yeah, it is Ask DNA.
I just dropped the mic on Calvin. Try to tell me what's up. It's October, in case you didn't know. It's our favorite month here on Podzilla 1985 because it's Halloween, man. It's time to get in that spirit, that mood. And I've been trying to do that this year by been watching horror movies almost nonstop here at the store. I can't do it at home because then how would we watch Friends?
That was rude.
But accurate.
I've balanced it. Like, episode of, I let her watch all her whatever Fuller House cooking shows.
Forgot about Fuller House.
Yeah, we still haven't watched that.
Ugh.
And then at night, about 9 o'clock, I turn on a horror film and I watch it all the way through. And I get one a day. One a day.
I'm averaging three a day right now. Yesterday, I watched Fright Night, the original, which is much better than the remake.
I have not seen either.
You've never seen Fright Night?
I've seen Fright Night. Not the remake.
Show's canceled. I'm hitting stop. Have you really never seen Fright Night?
I've never.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite. Roddy McDowell as Peter Vincent, the vampire killer of, I forget the guy's name, Chris Sarandon, I think.
You're going to know actors better than I do.
I know. It's one of the best horror movies, and it's Oh, Tanner.
Yeah.
Tanner.
Yeah, I know. Take my
It's
card.
On the list. It's on the list now. You have to watch it. Okay. We watched The Monster Squad.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a classic as well. And then Hansel and Gretel, which is...
Oh, boy.
Yes, less of a classic.
It's
not entertaining.
Bad?
Yeah. It's entertaining.
It's like great. New Wave classic. It's wannabe classic.
No, it's MTV classic.
Yeah. Okay, that's... Well, yeah.
Like Calvin said, it's New Age classic.
Yeah.
You know, 30 years from now, some dumbass kid is going to watch it and go, oh, this was a classic.
It's going to have the same credence as Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oof.
That's a horror movie you got
to
watch.
Oh, I've seen it. I think the difference is that it has that 80s appeal to it, the Killer Clowns, whereas Hansel and Gretel is just... Very much a product of the 2000s.
I gotta say, there's not been a really great horror film made since the 80s.
Yeah, there has. It was called It. We just watched it a couple weeks ago.
I haven't got to see it yet.
Oh,
it's
so good.
What is happening with you? Who are you?
He has a kid.
I have a kid and I'm broke, man.
I got two cats.
I mean, the second part was assumed in the first part.
Yeah. It happens.
We also watched, today, I watched... What did I watch? Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which is
That's
modern
a
classic.
One, yeah.
The Bay, which is one of my favorites.
I haven't seen that one.
That's the documentary style about the Claridge, Virginia, I think maybe, where they all the fish are dying, and then they have this big annual festival, and people start dying, and it's the sea lice that get in fish's mouths.
Oh, eat the tongue. Yeah. Okay.
A great movie. It's become one of my favorites.
It could easily get creepy.
Ethan, what was the third movie I watched today?
Shit.
Oh, whoa. You can't say that on the air, buddy. This ain't Thursday. There was another movie, and I'm blanking on it. I am totally blanking on it.
It must have been a great movie.
I think it was at the point when I stopped caring about the movies that were on.
It was that movie with the Chuck and Daryl. What was it?
Yeah, Chuck and Daryl versus the movies. That was the one. Yeah. That was a good one.
You know the one I'm talking about? It was the comedy movie.
Yeah, the comedy with the black guy.
did he die first?
Anyway, that was Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I'll tell you what I'm watching when I get home.
What are you watching?
The Blair Witch.
Yeah, we saw that on
the
there.
The new one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw that on there. And you, me, and Allie saw that in theater.
Yeah, it was really
And that was
good.
Really good. Have you seen the Blair Witch, the new one?
Not the new one.
Have you seen the old ones?
Yeah.
Blair Witch is one of those.
Ones?
What's that?
Ones? Old one.
Well, oh, I get the bit. I get the bit. Okay. Because the sequel was terrible.
I will agree.
What the hell was the movie I watched today? It's going to drive me crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about sequel.
Do you remember what happened?
No. I don't remember a single thing about it.
That's the horror part of it. It erases your memory.
It's such a bad movie
that
I don't remember watching the movie.
It's like visual roofies.
Well, that's a new term.
Well.
That I've never heard before. Okay, let's jump into the discussion for tonight. And we're going to start off, since it is October, since it is time for Halloween, let's talk about some actual monsters. Because I love monsters. That's my favorite horror movie. I don't like slasher movies. I'm not a fan of them. So like, thankfully for Tanner, because I know he loves Friday the 13th, once Jason becomes a zombie, I'm on board.
not a second before.
Not a second before. So up until the moment he becomes a zombie, I'm just kind of like, it's okay. But once he's a zombie,
Wait. You're telling me he's not a monster before?
He is a monster in the sense that he is a bad person.
He took an axe to the head. He's been hung. He's been impaled I don't know how many times. And what finally killed him was taking a machete so far into his skull that it not only, like, sideways, it, like, broke his neck and everything. Like, everything was lost.
Yeah. Which point here?
Like,
that
he's
a
monster.
Yes, but when I think monster, I think, like, you know, werewolves and vampires and
he immediately goes to werewolves.
Werewolves are the best monsters. What's that?
Frankenstein's monster.
You know, I thank you for calling it Frankenstein's monster
instead of saying Frankenstein.
I've become
He's
one of those
intellectual.
People. Yeah, him, an intellectual. Yeah.
So because I've actually seen the movie instead of just, you know, all the pop culture references.
Well, not only that, but it absolutely drives me crazy. Now I've turned into that guy. When people say, "Oh, look, it's Frankenstein," I throw a table and I go, "No, it's Frankenstein's monster." I think his name was Adam. If I remember correctly.
Did he actually have a name?
I think his name was Adam.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So.
That's in the book.
Yeah. Well, I didn't read the book.
Was female was Frankenstein, whatever her name, Eve? Can we get like some zombie Eden going
on? Zombie biblical references? Well, I mean, technically, I guess they were, you know, they're zombies now. Like, if they came back and started, like, if Adam and Eve came back and started feasting on the flesh of the living.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
So we got a, I got a list of 10 here. And before we get to my list, because Alvin and I, Calvin and I had a discussion about this, and he asked me why there weren't a couple on the list. Now, Calvin, I want you to name the ones that you had on the top of your head. You said the Megalodon.
Yeah, the Megalodon, which is, there was a historical Megalodon, and then there's also, like, the lore Megalodon.
Right, giant shark.
And then I really like the Thunderbird.
Yes.
Which is, like...
Isn't that a car?
Also, yes.
Well, there's the Cuckoo Thunder Falconbird.
Well, yeah, but that has inlaid eagle.
Yes.
And we want no eagle. This is an eagle-less bird.
Okay.
Okay. This is...
I don't know why that reminds me of, I was talking with, Stephen Bright, who's sort of on the show, and Hunter earlier, and we were looking up this thing. Do you know what an echidna is?
Echidna?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
It should, because, Tanner, what is an echidna? Okay. Ethan, what is an echidna?
It's got a four-headed penis.
Good lord. I expect better from you people.
I
Who's the most famous echidna in history?
Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Oh!
It's an anteater.
It's, yeah, okay.
However, we found out that an echidna is also the name of the mother of all monsters in Greek mythology, who gave birth to Medusa, or the Gorgon, who gave birth to, and the reason I mention that is because one of the things she gave birth to is the Caucasian eagle, which I assume is like most regular eagles, just privileged.
Oh.
How is that a monster?
He took that
because it's privileged. What do you mean?
We're all monsters at this table. Anyway, you said Thunderbirds.
Yes.
Is Quetzalcoatl, is that a Thunderbird or is that something else?
You mean Quaddle? Or
Quetzalcoatl? Quetzalcoatl? It was a Final Fantasy summon. I know that.
Well, oh, okay. So there's, it's a D&D thing. I don't know where the lore came from. It might have started with D&D, but it's, I mean, yeah, it's a monster, but it's not a, like, Thunderbirds and Megalodons have places in history.
Right.
Like, Native Americans have lore about Thunderbirds.
Yes.
I
mean, they've said they found Thunderbirds.
Yeah, they found, like,
there's pictures.
Evidence.
Yeah. Probably fake pictures, but there's pictures.
Well, yeah.
There was also a giant turtle we read about today named, Binco, the beast of Bunco, Binco, I don't remember, but it was supposed to be a giant turtle. You would have loved him, Allie.
Yeah.
It was a giant snapping turtle. Murdered tons of innocent.
No, you would not like him.
That's a little scarier sounds like than what I had in my head.
You had a cute turtle, didn't you?
I had like a giant tortoise.
And it was like smiling. We all rode on its back through space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my mind was like, little tortoise or big tortoise and or like giant pond slider.
Yeah.
You said snapping turtle. I don't want no part of
hold
that.
Hold on. Did Shannon just become a flat earther?
Ha!
No. The turtle shell is round at the top.
At the top.
Okay. But no, round, it's spherical.
It's curved.
The earth is spherical, not just
okay.
round.
The earth is round, but the universe that the earth rests on,
the back
of the turtle, it's.
Okay, moving on.
It's like a tent. Like a hard tent. But I disqualified those because I said, in my mind, monsters are the Allie, do you know what cryptozoology is?
I feel like you should explain it.
Okay. Cryptozoology, it's animals that may or may not exist.
There's
like,
no hard evidence of them yet.
It's legendary creatures, the Mongolian
Yeti,
death worm.
Bigfoot.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Loch Ness.
Mongolian death worm came very close to being on my list because it is like a 6-foot worm with teeth that spits acid at you, and it's supposed to exist.
I think I
saw that in SpongeBob.
It's like the thing.
SpongeBob.
Well, I'm about to make another reference, but it's like it's like what the sandworms from Beetlejuice were like inspired by.
Right. Except they didn't spit acid.
No, they just spit more worms.
And I think the worms from what was that movie called? Dune also had worms like that. Yeah, but they didn't make
and
my
Tremors.
List. And Tremors, the Graboids.
I just watched Tremors 5 today.
There's
five
good?
Of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
is
bad.
This the Western one, or is it the one after that?
There's the one after.
Okay.
This one, Bert goes to South Africa.
I stopped at 2. Pretty much Tremors became like Ernest eventually.
It did, yeah.
Bert
it started
goes
out
to
really
South
good.
Africa. Bert plays in the NBA.
Bert goes to South Africa and finds out his son is Jamie Kennedy.
I'm tapping out already.
Yeah.
You lost me. And now, was it Tanner or Allie that also, oh, Tanner, you had some local ones you wanted to mention.
Okay.
Monster wise.
Couple of them. First one.
The Mississippi Mud Monster.
No, Murfreesboro Mud Monster.
Murfreesboro Mud Monster.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Mississippi Mud Pie.
Isn't that like their, like, mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a Bigfoot, essentially.
Yeah.
All Yetis, Sasquatches, and Bigfoots did not make the list.
Yeah.
Because they're just people.
Actually, just most stories I have are Bigfoot stories. Cool. I mean, I did it too.
You almost said Memphis.
Yeah,
God. It's that damn Donkey Kong country.
Yeah.
The minecart messed me up.
Yeah. The Murfreesboro Mud Monster is actually pretty famous. He's like, you check any paranormal website and they talk about him. And he's so famous, he is the city's mascot.
Something to be proud of.
There are some signs that say home of the Mud Monster. The other one actually.
If that's the best thing to come out of your town is the Mud Monster, maybe it's time you should elect a new mayor.
Anyway, the other story I have is, like I said, also Bigfoot related, but, in 1970, there was actually a Bigfoot sighting in just a big circle area, like between Caro, Birds Point, Ballard County.
Mm.
They kept seeing the same monster. It was a solid white, long hair and smelled like a skunk.
A skunk ape?
Yeah.
Skunk ape's also not on the list.
Because it's a Bigfoot.
But I mean, there's Bigfoot. I think there's enough evidence to suggest that there may be something there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like they found,
there was actually
footprints. I mean, they found hairs. It's pretty reliable, but I wouldn't be afraid of Bigfoot. The things that are on my list, I would be terrified of if I saw them.
Are you afraid of bears?
I'd be terrified just because I don't know what it does or what it could do.
I'm afraid of not actually a bear. Because they are mean and rude.
You're welcome.
Both of them.
We're sassy.
And sassy.
Sassy is just the polite way of... Never mind. Never mind.
You want to continue?
He's not wrong.
I do. So here's what I have. Or do you have another one, Tanner?
I was just going to say, while I was looking up that the one about the Murfreesboro Mud Monster, I actually found a case that was reported to SIU back in 2011. Right across the bridge over in Olive Branch.
Mm.
Guy was going out to go duck hunting one day and he like stepped out of his truck into a huge hole, he thought. And when he turned his light on and looked at it, it was an actual giant footprint that would have been like the size, like to compare it to an actual shoe size, it would be like size 18 or something like that.
So a Shaq.
Probably. Shaq was totally out in the middle of the swamp in the middle of the night.
You know what has done more to dissuade people from believing in Bigfoot than anything?
The people who fake the monsters.
And mountain monsters.
Oh, my God.
With Huckleberry. Huckleberry,
their
you know?
Their show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they always say they take guns out there. And have you ever watched it?
They've gotten into gunfights with Bigfoot before. He just got away.
Not just Bigfoot.
Did Bigfoot fire back?
No, he doesn't have to.
Oh.
But see, Bigfoot had, what was it? I think they said once Bigfoot had he had another kind of monster working for him to help release him.
Oh, yeah. So Bigfoot has minions.
Yes.
Oh, what was it? It was a... Oh crap! Yeah, I remember this episode. I mean, you watched it.
We did for some reason.
Is it like Lil Bigfoot? Is that
no
is that his
Little
minion?
Bigfoot? That's the worst rapper name.
Though I would play that video game,
Lil Bigfoot.
Yeah,
would it just be Lil Foot?
No,
because
he's a midget Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's
Land Before Time.
Yeah. Oh.
Midget Bigfoot. Is that offensive?
I don't probably.
We're getting off topic.
Wouldn't a midget Bigfoot just be a hairy man?
It's just the thing from Adam's Family.
Okay, so aside from skunk apes, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Let's just say it. The Jersey Devil. That's one, and again, 10 of these monsters that you should know, et cetera, et cetera.
And Jersey Devil has several different names.
Yes, but most people know it as the Jersey Devil. And not only is it one of those things that... It's really well known, but you know, you mentioned the Murfreesboro Mud Monster. The Jersey Devil, the New Jersey Devils is named after the Jersey Devil. And it's one of my favorite things where if you don't know about this, and Allie knows it because we did watch a movie called The Barrens. This is in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey, where a mother Leeds on her 13th child cursed it and said that the devil could take it. And when it came out, it was a devil, which attacked people and flew away. The thing about the Jersey Devil is that it has been seen, the Leeds Devil is what it's also called, but it has been seen by so many people, reputable people, not just like insane people, but it's something that a lot of people have seen. And it's been seen for 100 years, 150 years. Now, am I telling you that there's a devil out in New Jersey? I'm not telling you that, but I am insinuating it. Also, one of my favorite Coheed and Cambria songs is called The Jersey and The Devil in Jersey. Screw it.
Shannon broke.
It's also one of my favorite X-Files episodes, for the record.
I think that was the first X-File episode I ever saw.
With the Jersey Devil?
Yeah.
I love everything about the Jersey Devil. That is just a scary thing. You can go on Wikipedia and find information on all these things. We don't have enough time to tell you every sighting and everything, but I do encourage you to look these up because these will interest you and blow your mind. The Jersey Devil is the first one that I had on my list, and it's still probably my favorite.
Yeah. Last week, if you looked up the Battle of L.A., there's more information on most of these monsters than there is on Battle of L.A.
That's true, because Battle of L.A. was just a one-time thing that, you know, one night, and then it was done. Mm-hmm. These things have been seen more and more, or over
centuries.
Time. Yeah.
Granted, a whole entire city saw the Battle of L.A.
Well,
but, yeah.
I mean, some of these are pretty well-known.
That's
true.
Know.
The next one I had on my list is the Mothman. Now, if you've seen the Mothman prophecies, I'm sorry, but... The legend itself is really cool. And also the Mothman is one of those things like the Jersey Devil that they took something that happened and turned it into a franchise, like with Roswell and aliens mm-hmm. and whatnot. So it's in West Virginia in Point Pleasant. They saw this creature flying around and in the middle of the night. They heard it. They saw it. It had red eyes. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people were terrified. They then saw it at the bridge in Point Pleasant. Right before the bridge, the Silver Bridge, collapsed and killed 46 people. They said that the Mothman was either kind of a prophet coming to warn them about what was going to happen, or that he himself was responsible, because there were people that said they saw it at the bridge when it collapsed. Mothman has also been seen not just in Virginia, but all around the world, and it usually is a harbinger of doom. When something bad happens, they see the Mothman before.
Yeah.
So please go read about the Mothman, because also... very fascinating. Number three, the Beast of Bray Road. This is one of my personal favorites because I used to have a girlfriend named Ivy who lived in Wisconsin. And what I did not know was that she actually lived near Bray Road. And what the Beast of Bray Road is it's a werewolf, basically. Mm-hmm. It's this giant 7-foot hulking wolf beast that people saw in, I've got it put up here, first reported in 1936 outside of Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and has been seen throughout northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Never seen transform, so it may not be a werewolf, but it is...
just a lycanthrope
a
kind of...
a giant wolf creature. Yeah. And that... part of the reason I wanted to talk about monsters was because I had watched a documentary and read an article about werewolves. And do you know how many... historically, how many reportings there have been of werewolves, not just of werewolves, but people confessing to being werewolves. And even in some cases, allegedly, this is written down in historical documents, transforming into wolf creatures and then being killed. A lot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Werewolves are just as famous as vampires in actual, like, history. But do they exist? I want to believe.
Question mark.
Actually, I don't.
I mean, do you have Silver Bullets?
No, but that is one of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah.
Silver Bullet with
it's
Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Stephen King.
I know.
It's a classic. Has Corey Haim in it.
Oh, really?
The dead Corey.
Yeah, the dead Corey.
Yeah.
Because the living Corey.
Just released an album.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you sure he's not in the house?
No, don't snap your fingers at him, Ethan, please. We're going to move on to the next one. Elizabeth Bathory.
This is
this one's interesting.
Yes. Allie, do you know who Elizabeth Bathory is?
No.
Also known as the Blood Countess. And this is strictly from Wikipedia, just so I don't mince words and you guys can just get the facts as they are presented. Countess Elizabeth Bathory was a Hungarian noblewoman and serial killer from the Bathory family of nobility in the Kingdom of Hungary, who owned land in the Kingdom of Hungary and Transylvania, which were areas of Habsburg monarchy. She is the most prolific female murderer in history. Between 1585 and 1609, she killed upwards of 650 women. Now, what she would do is she would literally have a bathtub in a room, and she would have young virgin girls above her in a spiked cage, which would kill them and bleed them out onto her because she thought that blood kept her young. She, yeah. So the, why is she on the list?
It was
she,
like Vampire by Osmosis.
Yes. She is one of the inspirations for the vampire myth. You know, everyone attributes it to Bram Stoker and Dracula and Vlad the Impaler, which is a little bit later. But Elizabeth Bathory was just as bad because she was insane. So what would you say happened to Elizabeth Bathory for being the monster that she was in history, Allie?
I mean, she was also royalty.
She was.
So.
Exactly.
Probably nothing.
She was locked in a tower where she eventually passed away.
It's interesting to note that somebody with that same reputation, like, is from the same exact area and ruled over, like, the same exact area 100 years before her. So, I mean, there may be something to that.
What do you think? What's your speculation?
Haunting.
That maybe she was possessed by something else that would...
Or was influenced by something else.
I mean, I would wonder if it's just the location, like, in general.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Transylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah, Transylvania got some bad people in it. She was also the inspiration for one of the characters from Castlevania Bloodlines.
Really?
Who? Yeah. I think it was Elizabeth Bathory or something like that. It was real close.
Okay.
She's in the opening scene, and she's one of the bosses later, and she's been in other Castlevania games after that, too. So, yeah, Elizabeth Bathory, not an actual monster, but you can't get much more of a actual monster than that.
At the point that you're, like, taking showers in corpses, literally,
yes.
I think you can be considered a monster.
Well, they weren't dead to begin with. They were dying as she was bathing.
Well,
they became corpses at some point.
Yeah.
They were bleeding out. So, yeah, Elizabeth Bathory is just... sends chills down your spine. Next, Resurrection Mary.
This is a fun one.
You know Resurrection Mary?
I vaguely.
Allie, Resurrection Mary?
No, unless it has anything to do with Bloody Mary, no.
No, no.
Well.
No, Resurrection Mary, this is from Chicago. Have you ever heard the story about you're driving along the road one night, you meet a hitchhiker, she asks you to take her somewhere, and then she disappears?
Yeah.
That is where these stories come from. There is a ghost called Resurrection Mary that since the 1930s, people driving along the Archer Avenue between Willowbrook Ballroom and Resurrection Cemetery, that's where the name comes from, they pick up a young female hitchhiker. She asks them to take him home. They pull up to the grave, the cemetery. She disappears. We know whether or not she disappears from the back of the car or she disappears walking into the gates of the cemetery. She disappears, leaving not a trace. They did track her down. And by the way, there have been over three dozen substantiated reports from 1930 to the present of this ghost. And they did find out who she was, or they think they know who she was. Mary Bregovi, who died in 1934 in a automobile accident along that road. So when you talk about ghosts, because I didn't want to just put ghosts on the list.
Yeah.
Cause I thought that was too narrow. To me, that's the most famous ghost story.
Did they not have a similar plot of an X-Files episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, pretty much anything that's on this list.
Well, I was just like trying to remember the episode.
There's one monster. I'm trying to think of what it was called. And it may be on your list. I'm not looking at the list right now. But the Cops X-Files crossover episode.
Well, that was the creature that it presented itself as your biggest fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had a name, though. I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember the name of it either. In the end, it was
Pennywise
giant.
The Dancing Clown?
Is that your biggest fear?
It was Freddy Krueger at one point in time.
It was. Yeah. And a werewolf.
And a werewolf, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Next.
Spring-Heeled
Jack.
I don't know this one.
A lot of these I heard when I was a kid. And when I was trying to come up with this list, I was trying to remember things that I remembered reading about when I was younger that freaked me out. And Spring-Heeled Jack never really did anything terrible. But he was a entity of English folklore in the Victorian era, who was first sighted in 1837 all over Great Britain in suburban London, the Midlands, and Scotland, who was apparently kind of a well-dressed guy who could just jump over buildings. His eyes were like fire. He kind of looked like the devil. And he was known for just appearing and jumping away. Like, he was just, from all accounts, he was less of a fearsome beast and more of kind of a jackass. But
so prankster kind of
like a trickster thing. I don't think he ever hurt anybody, but everyone knew about Spring-Heeled Jack.
Now, what did you say about his eyes earlier?
That they were, like, red. That they were fire.
Well, I mean, there's a Hindu spirit that kind of fits that description. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Not about Jin, are you?
Possibly.
I don't think Jin's jumped high.
Jin?
Jin.
Genies.
D-J-I-N-N? Yeah.
Jin.
Yeah.
It's where the legend Jin. Genies come from.
Okay.
Yeah. Up next, the Bell Witch.
Yes.
You know about the Bell Witch.
Oh, yeah. At Kentucky.
So, yes, Allie, the Bell Witch. It's a legend from Southern folklore. Again, I'm reading this from Wikipedia. So, if you guys want to know more about it, please go to Wikipedia or look them up. There's stories everywhere. A legend from Southern folklore centered on the 19th century Bell family of Adams, Tennessee. Not Kentucky. That's what this says. Anyway. So, there was a guy, John Bell Sr., who was a farmer with his family and was supposedly haunted by this entity known as the Bell Witch, who pretty much made his life hell and ended up, I don't know if she killed him directly or what was the reason he died. But not just him, but I think his daughter. And it was haunted land. One of the stories goes, I don't remember which president it is, but that the president at the time had gone to visit John Bell because they were old friends and stayed there for a few hours and left saying he would never set foot on the property again because the Bell Witch was so terrifying. They made a movie about it with Donald Sutherland.
Was it called The Bell Witch Project?
No.
I'd watch that, though.
No, this was more of a... it was actually a movie. They equated the haunting to her father raping her, I think, the daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Bell family didn't sue over that one, but they're probably all dead. Or they still live in Tennessee and they're inbred, so...
So it's...
It could go either way. How about the Wendigo?
Wendigo.
I don't know this one either.
You don't know the Wendigo?
It sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar. Actually, you know what? I do, but I'm not going to say why. Go ahead. Continue your story.
You got to pronounce it Wendigo.
Yeah.
I will not do that. Because I have heard people pronounce it that way, uh-huh. And then I point out that there's no other N. There's just one N. It's the Wendigo. Not the Wendigo, Mom. If you can hear me wherever you are. The Wendigo is a Native American evil spirit that it was basically used, what we know now, what we claim is that it was basically a story they would tell their young ones to dissuade them from cannibalism, because cannibalism was a thing at one point in Native American tribes, some Native American tribes.
Yep.
And what the Wendigo was, it was an evil spirit that would possess you and that you would feast and eat and eat, and yet you would starve and grow skinnier. You could never satiate your hunger, and you would eventually starve to death when this monster took you over. But there are some people that very much believe in it. A lot of people now, it's actually a psychosis. They think that it's a mental thing of people that eat and eat and are never satisfied. You probably tie it into body dysmorphia. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be attached to the Wendigo.
I think it's associated with, what is it when you eat stuff that's not supposed to be edible?
Oh, I don't know.
There's
remember.
A term for it, but like yeah. People will eat paint chips, and apparently it's associated
paint chips, cotton.
The DSM 4 or 5, whichever is out now, with that disorder.
When the Wendigo psychosis kind of thing?
Yeah. It's a very similar thing, although I don't think they go to the extreme of like,
possession?
Yeah.
The whole reason I like the Wendigo, there was an artist that drew a rendition of it, which he drew it as a giant, kind of tall, hulking, rotting deer who stands on two legs and has like kind of corpses in his rib cage, kind of with their hands sticking out trying to get away from him. And it was one of the most terrifying things I'd ever seen. And I started reading about the Wendigo after that and I became a big fan of it. But
I just realized where I also had heard that name from. It was Dark Was the Night, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it was an episode of Supernatural.
Yes, it was.
But it was one of the worst monsters they had on there. It was just like a bald dude.
I was scary. I was confused. At first, I thought, I was like, have I heard that name on Confession Time? I've watched Teen Wolf on MTV a couple times.
Well, one, if you're watching Teen Wolf on MTV and not watching Fright Night, what kind of a person are you?
I'm sorry. I have a wife. I have to make her happy. It's a good answer.
Vlad the Impaler. Or Dracula.
Dracula.
So you know that the Dracula story was inspired by Vlad the Impaler.
Mm-hmm.
One of probably the most famous monsters in history, because he murdered a lot of people. Murdered them and then put them on pikes. at his banquet tables so he could watch people slowly slide down.
He didn't just stick them on pikes.
And he would,
he oiled them up and then stuck them up their
anuses.
Anus, yeah.
See, I kept it professional.
Yeah. I'm going to say rectum.
That would have been
and
more
then, professional. And then, like, gravity do the work.
Yes. Yeah. He would just sit them there, and then they would just slide on down until they died. Kind of like that episode of American Horror Story where they put the girl and the people. Yeah. Yeah, it was a horrible way to die. That's not all he did. There was one story, this is a famous story, where I think it was a nobleman was in his castle and wouldn't take his hat off because it was custom where he was from not to do that. So Vlad the Impaler had the hat nailed to his head so he could never take it off again. Vlad was a son of a bitch.
Didn't he also drink from skulls and all that? Yeah.
Yeah, he drank blood. I mean, there's a reason he inspired the Dracula.
Yeah, yeah.
Dracula is even a part of his name. His name translates to Dracula, which is son of Dracul, which I think is son of the dragon.
Yeah, Vlad Dracul.
Yeah. And he's terrifying. He also gave birth to most of the vampire mythology that we have, which, by the way, vampires, not just a cool monster, but historically, one of the greatest tools of the church to get people into church. They would use vampires as, like, I guess you would call it propaganda to get people to go to church because they portrayed vampires as real things and that people would go to church to save their souls from them.
They even went as far as to put cages around tombstones so that corpses, fresh corpses, couldn't be turned into vampires or thralls or anything.
But there have been cases in history where people have supposedly killed real vampires and found real vampires. Again, look this stuff up. We don't have time to tell you about everything. But if you think that these things we talk about, like, are just something in a movie, a lot of the stuff is either based in reality or could actually be real. Are they real? I don't know, but I want to believe.
So,
the show's title starting to ring in.
So, the second time he said it tonight.
Would Krampus fit on this list?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Because he's based off actual legend, so.
And a lot of these that I have on here, it was really hard to draw a line between just mythology and what could actually exist. Because, I mean, if I just went mythology-wise, there's a lot worse creatures than these.
Well, yeah.
The Minotaur, Michael Jackson, like history's greatest monsters. But I wanted to pick things that could have actually existed. And who? Michael Jackson. That's not real. I love Michael Jackson, to be fair. I'll listen to Thriller all this month. I have one more. Before we get to the last things,
is
I didn't know
Krampus?
This was going to take. No, it's the Slender Man.
Oh.
Now you're probably going, but Shannon, you know the Slender Man doesn't exist. It was a creation of the internet. It's some creepypasta thing, which I hate creepypasta, by the way.
Yeah, but what it became is very real.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I have it on there because when was it? Was it 2 years ago? Blah, 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 blah,
yes.
Around 2014. Two 12-year-old girls in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Held down and stabbed a 12-year-old classmate 19 times because they were trying to please the Slender Man who they were afraid was going to kill their families if they didn't. And that is real horror, is that these kids can be inspired by something so outlandish as the Slender Man to try to murder their friend, stabbing her 19 times.
So I know, like,
so what I'm saying is 100, 200 years from now, I didn't mean to cut you off, I just want to point out, 200 years from now, people will probably look back at the Slender Man like we look back at vampires and werewolves and stuff like that.
That makes me sad. That makes me real sad.
This whole story, if you look at it from like a mental way, it kind of has an OCD. Like they kind of show symptoms of OCD because they feel compulsed to do something. Because they're worried, illogically, they're worried that bad things are going to happen if they don't.
The monster will hurt them.
And that most people think OCD is just, I need things to be straight and I need them to be clean. It's not.
It's obsessively believing.
It's obsessively believing that if I don't have this straight and clean, I'm going to die. Someone else is going to die. Bad things are going to happen. And it's illogical.
Combine that with the sway of a good horror story, and look what you got.
And also, wasn't the friend who was murdered? Wasn't it like quote unquote a friend?
Well, she was a friend. She didn't die. She survived.
Oh, really? Okay.
She crawled to the road after being stabbed. This 12-year-old girl, after being stabbed 19 times, crawled to the road to cry out for help. And they found her, and she is trying to live a normal life at this point. The other two girls, I believe, are either they're just now going on trial, or they just pled not guilty by reason of insanity or something like that. But
I mean, they're too young to get, like, actual time anyway, aren't they?
I think in a case like this, they could.
Yeah, with murder and attempted murder, you get.
They could be tried as adults, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, most likely they'll end up in, like, mental institutes.
Institutions?
Yeah.
Which they should.
Yeah.
Like, they,
yeah. Oh, no.
These people, yeah, these kids should. Like, I fully believe in helping the mentally ill. I absolutely do. But in a case like this, like, they definitely need some serious help before you let them out into society. Because, again, you talk about monsters. What's more monstrous than human beings?
Mm-hmm.
Humans were the real monster. This is the latest episode of The Scary Door. We're out of here. High five on that. One of the monsters I did leave off of this list is the El Chupacabra, which also was borderline crypto.
Yeah.
But it does give
there's
me
a lot of facts on that one, though.
There is. And it gives me a good segue into the next topic.
Uh-oh.
Real quick. Some news from around the world. Cattle mutilations in Argentina. I sent you guys the link on this. We're going to have the link up on the post, although I don't recommend clicking it because some of these pictures are disturbing.
The one you sent me just had one picture.
Yes. And there was another site that I think you can find from that, mm-hmm. that article.
I didn't really search from the article.
It's a site that has been tracking cattle mutilations since 2015. Cattle mutilations are on the rise. The most recent one, it was a cattle rancher named Julio Zurbergic. I'm going to mispronounce that. I do every time. Who was in General San Martin, found one of his black Aberdeen Angus cows dead with its eyes, tongue, and jaw surgically removed. And that is what the picture is of his eyes, his tongue, and his jaw. Also his anus. I didn't want to mention
and
that.
And it is actually surgically removed. It
looks
They're
very
clean.
Yeah.
And what's scary about this has been happening in Argentina for over 20 years,
mm-hmm.
these cattle mutilations, with no help because no one knows what it is. A lot of the ranchers, and I'm not making this up, a lot of the ranchers think it's aliens. They think they're aliens because a lot of people believe that Chupacabra is an alien, the goat sucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think it's an alien creature left here by visitors from another planet or maybe aliens themselves. But it's been happening for over 20 years. It's on the increase since 2015. And if you're one of these ranchers, man, this has got to bother you because you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
They have their cows tied up. They have them security. They wake up the next day, cow's dead.
Cow's dead outside of the fence and, right?
And mutilated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
eyes removed surgically. I think it was either Steven or Ethan that said it was like a practice for a serial killer.
Yeah, kind of. And didn't the report you sent me said, like, the dogs wouldn't go near it?
Wouldn't
yeah.
go 50
Like, they were
feet.
Terrified of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So.
Which is interesting.
When I was growing up, cattle mutilations were big. They were just as big as crop circles. Everyone, when they talked about UFOs and aliens, they talked about cattle mutilations. Mm-hmm. It's been happening more and more in Argentina. And I told you, Tanner, and you guys before the show, that this is happening more frequently along
the 37th parallel.
The 37th parallel. Tanner, real quick, tell us what the 37th parallel is.
It is it's a supernatural highway. It is a line that runs through the globe, and it just seems more of the paranormal activity in the world happens on this line.
Which is through us.
Yeah, well, yep.
We're a little bit south, aren't we?
A little bit north. We okay. lay about 0.5 degrees north of the actual perfect 37.
Yeah.
Perfect 37 runs through Caro and then runs directly through Hopkinsville and then further south.
And across the world,
yeah.
including Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd like to read more about the 37th parallel, go online. You have Google. You gave me a book on it.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
You
sent me something. Or there's a book coming out or something
yeah.
like that. We'll actually talk about the 37th parallel in a future show because that's too much to discuss in what time yeah. we have left.
Because that's everything. That's ghosts, yeah. aliens, cryptozoology. It's everything.
It is the basis of I Want to Believe.
Yeah. And it's connected to like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
It's connected to all these different sites around the world.
It connects to all that plus conspiracy theories, HARP, stuff like that. It all connects to 37th parallel. It's really fun.
Allie, that's what we call Endgame. Right there. One last thing, Tanner. You know what September 30th was?
National Ghost Hunters Day.
National Ghost Hunters Day. You're absolutely right. Did you do anything special for it as a ghost hunter?
I had to work.
I forgot about it.
I seen it. Like it popped up, and I just didn't do anything for it.
This was also not only did I want to mention it because I think it's cool that we have a National Ghost Hunting Holiday, but it also was my sad attempt of a segue into the main topic, because ghosts, the various theories you hear about ghosts are, one, that they're the dead, that they are the spirits of the dead. Also, that they are interdimensional beings, that they could be beings from another timeline or another world, another dimension, that we kind of occasionally, the curtain kind of pulls back a little bit and you can see these other creatures. A lot of the times when you have ghosts that can't respond to you, or you see, entities that you don't know why they're there, and they don't seem to understand what you're saying. It could be because they don't know you're there.
Well, they're reliving a moment in their time.
Or they're in their time now, and
we're just seeing them.
We're just seeing. It's like if you're looking through the window at somebody and they can't look back at you. And that, for whatever reason, inspired me to talk about time travel, which is the main topic for tonight. And it's what Calvin is salivating about.
A little bit.
Because he said, you know, you're going to open a, what'd you say? You're opening the rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit hole, a can of worms, whatever.
Whatever you want to say. So time travel, the first thing that you can say about it is clearly it doesn't exist. Because if time travel existed, why wouldn't we know about it? And I think that ties into what I have always thought about, but today I found out had a name, which is the many worlds interpretation, in which that if there was time travel, when you time travel, you basically create a new
world.
That is one
dimension.
Theory of time travel.
Yeah. It's like, I think Back to the Future 2 said it best, where you draw a line. And every time you go back in time or go forward in time,
you're making another line.
You create a new line. So that old line continues to go.
That's just a Flash storyline altogether.
Okay, so there's two different the world creation theory is when you go back in time and you create a new line. Then there's the many worlds theory, which is you go back in time and you're not creating another line. All these lines already exist. You're just switching track.
Because the theory is that there is possibly an infinite number of alternate worlds.
It's the multiverse theory.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, there could be a Shannon out there that's rich and happy and handsome and young and his parents are still alive and he's not doing the stupid-ass podcast.
Yeah, screw that guy.
He's a dick. No one likes that, Shannon.
I know of theories I've heard about possible time travel that if it does exist. One, if it exists, it's going to be through government agencies,
right?
And they're going to cover that up. That's not what I'm saying.
Time Cop, the movie. Yeah.
The other theory why we don't know about it is because it's not possible to travel forward in history. You can only travel back.
See, I've heard the opposite that it's impossible to travel back, and you can only travel forward. But to me, it makes more sense. From a fantastical point of view, it makes more sense to be able to travel backwards in time because it's already happened. Mm-hmm. To travel forward in time would almost be like to put yourself in some kind of stasis.
Well, there's the idea of predestination. So everything's already written. And the many worlds theory means that every possibility is already written. It just is a matter of which track you're on, to which outcome you get.
And can you ever return to the first track?
Or
is it mathematically impossible?
Well, there's a few. I know nobody at the table has watched Steins Gate. If you're listening out there, I recommend it. It's a good anime.
And those words never go together, usually.
But it's good because it recognizes that its entire concept is BS. And it's all about time travel. And the main guy does what is called mental time travel. So he doesn't physically go back in time.
You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking, aren't you? Butterfly effect?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like that. But he, in the anime, he has a phone that sends his consciousness back to his own body.
What's
his
provider?
Some Japanese
company. What
kind
of phone you guys got here?
Right?
Yeah.
But he changes the past when he goes back, and he's trying to, they call it a convergence line, and it's basically the many worlds theory, but he spends the rest of the entire series trying to get back to that original line.
So he's trying to make sure everything happens to where he...
He's trying to undo all the changes he made the first time.
I got you.
And through trying to undo them, he makes more changes, and he eventually has to pass through the quote-unquote Steins Gate, which is how to make the past that has already happened congruent with the future that he knows because he's from the future, but still get the outcome that he wants, which is to save this person's life in the anime.
That doesn't sound possible.
Well, that's the joke. And if Do you want to spoiler cast it? Because I don't think anybody here is going to watch it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The
spoilers for Steins Gate, by the way.
Steins Gate is what he calls it, and in the beginning, the first episode, Chris, the girl, is dead. And Okabe, the main guy, comes in and sees her on the ground in a pool of red blood, dead. Last episode, he has to recreate this scene for past him to walk in on. So he stabs himself and pours blood over the unconscious Chris to make it look like she's dead. So that past him still has the same history. Nothing has changed until it catches up with the future. And that's passing through the Steins Gate. And yes, it's BS. They recognize it. But it's just a theory.
That just reminds me of this. One of the questions about time travel that if ever you really stop to think about time travel and is it possible, unless you believe in like a multi-world theory, it is completely just, it can't possibly be true. Cause what if you went back in time and you died in a previous timeline, but you were still alive in that timeline? Are you still that person? And would you wake up and all of a sudden you die, but you wake up and you're still there? Or are you two separate people?
So now you're on a different concept of somebody's boat. I forget what it's called, but it's a mental thing where you have this boat, and over time you replace every single board, the sails, and all that.
I think
you
mentioned this on the Afterlife show, yeah.
Yeah, but in this one, you take all the old pieces and make another boat. Which one is the original boat?
They both are.
Right. Technically. Like, it's an identity thing that is somehow bizarrely temporal.
And that kind of thing will blow your mind.
Yes.
If you think about that you could exist, as two different people, but the same person at the same time through time travel.
And?
So if you believe on one timeline, impossible. In fact, there is no possibility that there is only one timeline. There are and from what I understand in some theories, that other dimensions, other worlds, their time isn't even the same as ours.
No. That's correct.
So there could be another world where it's 200 years in the future. There could be another world where it's still the 1700s. Because time as we know it doesn't really exist.
It's arbitrary.
It's just a measurement tool for a life.
Yes. And this is, like, all of you, except maybe Allie, has said that time travel is impossible, this podcast.
Devil's advocate.
I'm not.
I don't think that it's impossible.
Okay, you said that it.
All right, so there is a thing with the paranormal and with the unknown where people will just outright dismiss it because it doesn't make sense.
Okay, but let me.
And I'm speaking from those people's points of view because they would look at time travel and go, that's impossible. That's stupid fantasy.
What if I could prove time travel right here?
Oh.
You know, this is a clickbait article, I can tell, because I want you to go back in time.
It's going to be sort of clickbaity, but then I'm going to explain how it actually, like, people have actually time traveled.
Is it
factually time travel? No.
Because if it's sleep, I'm going to punch you.
It's not. Okay. I promise you it's not.
All right, go ahead.
So, I want to see Calvin get punched.
Calm it down.
That's
now.
Not good for the podcast.
Well, before you jump into it real quick.
I'll record it with your phone.
Just even without whatever he's coming up with, like Einstein proved the fact that
relativity.
Yeah, time travel is possible. It's just getting to that point where you're able to do it. Time travel is not out of the question, and that's Einstein.
Well, that's speaking from the stance of creating a machine to time travel. But there have been people that have traveled through time accidentally.
Yep.
And we'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to hear Calvin.
So
prove time travel to me in a way that won't make me punch him.
First off, everybody thinks of time as markings on a clock, right?
Yes.
The dimension of time, like we have three spatial dimensions, right? And then we have a fourth dimension of time. That's where we exist in the universe.
Right.
Time.
In this universe.
Yes. Time is not a marking on the clock. That's not an accurate depiction of the dimension. The dimension is motion. Anytime you move, which you're constantly moving, you can't not move. Sorry to say.
Doing it right now?
Yeah, but the planet's moving.
Oh, damn it. I do it all.
You can't not move. So time is this dimension of motion, not this dimension of time. It's hard to explain because we have this preconceived time equals clock.
Yes.
So think of motion instead of time.
It's like the game Super Hot.
Sure. Yeah.
Time only moves when you move.
Sort of. The
Super Hot.
The interesting thing is you're time traveling right now.
I am traveling through time, yes.
Yes, you are traveling through time right now. Now, hold on.
You're going to punch
Jordan. That's the point where you're going to punch.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to take it back because I'm time traveling at a certain rate relative to me. Other people are time traveling at a different rate. Now, this gets more and more exaggerated, and it's micrometers, right? But if you were to go into space and orbit Earth,
yes,
you would be moving faster, which means your time relative to you would be different. And this is a real phenomena.
Would I age faster?
Yes. The clocks on the International Space Station and all satellites have to constantly be reset because they desync with Earth's time. This is an actual scientific fact.
Yeah.
Which means every satellite is time traveling.
There's a movie you should watch. A little movie called Planet of the Apes. No, and I'm dead serious, because in Planet of the Apes, he is an astronaut, and when he travels into space, something happens. When he comes back, it's in the future, but you don't know that till the end. The point of the movie is that he thinks he's on a different planet, and in the end, he time traveled. Because, yeah, that's absolutely a real thing. And it's that gives us the inspiration that we could harness that at some point to travel through time.
Yeah.
But that means you can only travel forward in time.
That is one of the limitations that this brings, is you can only travel forward. However, there are things, and this is going to be like, a lot of people are going to say, it's fringe science. There are things that have very substantial evidence. I'm not going to say they're facts yet. And the colloquial term is tachyon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a particle that travels faster than light. And if you travel faster than light, you are traveling backwards in time. That's how the speed limit of the universe works.
So what about the Futurama theory? That,
which one?
That we could, that if we tried, we could basically watch the universe reset itself, and then you could go back to where you were, but you have to go, it's like a clock, you know, it goes all the way around and it resets and you can go back to 5 o'clock.
There's a paradox in time travel called the loop. And, like every famous time travel movie, does some variation of the loop or bootstrap paradox. And they're basically the same thing. But you would basically, in order to have the Futurama one happen, the entire universe would have to be on a loop.
Which, time. I mean, isn't that a theory?
That is a theory.
That the universe, it's that we just relive it over and over again.
Yeah.
Over and over again. The same thing, you know?
I mean, yes, the idea, the more happy idea is that it's not a circle, it's a spiral, so it's slowly progressing.
That's scary.
Towards something.
The universe was so much scarier than I thought it was when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
The scariest thing I thought of as a kid was I don't want to go to hell. But now it's like, okay, but which hell? there's multi... Okay, this is going to be a strange question. Okay. But do you think in another timeline, in another universe, Jesus didn't die?
I mean, if you're going to go by many worlds theory, yes.
By a religious thing. Like, I'm not saying for a fact that I believe Jesus existed. I'm not saying for a fact that Jesus is the Son of God, whatever. Just playing devil's advocate. That if Jesus is the Son of God and he was this, is there a alternate timeline where he did not get crucified?
I'm sure. There's probably another timeline where he's not the Messiah.
All right. Rick and Morty. There are infinite timelines where he didn't die. You can't have a single instance of something in multiverse theory. There is always, if it exists, if it's a possibility, there's infinite amount of it.
Right.
So the answer is yes, without a doubt.
Another, I did mention that there have been some famous time travelers, and I have a list here. I won't go into too much detail. Again, we're going to have this link on the page as well. This is from Ranker. Ranker, I mean, I'm not going to swear by Ranker, but I've heard a lot of these stories before, so I will relay them. There were two professors who saw Marie Antoinette in 1901, where they were, I think they were on a tour of the, they were from St. Hugh's College in Oxford, England. They went to visit the Palace of Versailles. Is it Versailles?
Versailles.
No, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
I think it's Versailles. And while they were there, they got lost from their group. When they were walking around, they ran across people that they did not recognize and clothing that they did not recognize. And when they got back to with the group and they were in the place looking around, they saw paintings of those people who they were told were Marie Antoinette and of another person who I forget who the other person was, of Louis the 16th.
Mm-hmm. Her husband.
There was a pilot who saw a plane in Edinburgh in 1935. The plane and the people like at the plane wouldn't actually exist until years down the line. But the way he described them when he saw them matched years down the line when they changed everything around, matched what he said. Well, there's a bunch here. I'm not going to go through all of them. The Green Children of Woolpit.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this story?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In the 12th century, a young boy and girl were found alone in Woolpit, England. They didn't speak English or any other identifiable language, and their skin was green. This is a true story.
How green?
What's that?
How green?
It never Hulk says green. Say green.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, if it was like a yellowish green, that could be liver failure.
Green.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Smurf people? There's people in, it's like Illinois, I think.
Who are blue.
Yeah, who are blue. They're basically that same shade, but green.
Yes.
Apparently.
They were taken in by a local villager, and though the boy died soon after, the girl revived and eventually learned to speak English. She was able to tell someone where she came from. She said she had come from a dark underground place called St. Martin's Land, and that she and her brother were taking care of their father. When they found a cave, they went to the cave, and then they left. And a lot of people think that it's a time slip, that they came from the future, like years into the future, like maybe post-apocalyptic. Policeman travels to the 1950s from 1996. I remember this too. Mm-hmm. It was in London. He was shopping with his wife. He ended up walking into a store that hadn't existed for a very long time. Left, the store wasn't there anymore. There's a cop that tells this story. Probably the most famous time traveler is John Titor. We talked about this before the show because that's the one that you thought of.
Well, because he is the most famous because nowadays, he's kind of seen as a joke because he modeled his time machine after the DeLorean and he's trying to sell it and all this stuff. But when he first came out, he had like weirdly accurate scientific evidence.
He had information that he should not have been able to have. He said he was a soldier in Tampa, Florida from the year 2036 that the government sent back in time to 1975 to retrieve an IBM computer, which they needed in order to debug some computer programs. He hopped off his time machine in 2000 for personal reasons, and since he was already there, he figured why not warn everybody about the future that they were going to get.
And this is also the plot of Steins Gate. Like, John Titor is in Steins Gate.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's kind of incredible.
Yeah.
Might have to check that out. there's also the Bermuda Triangle, which apparently people have slipped through time there. There are the real things called time slips, where you will just see something from a different time, and it's like opening a door and then closing the door, and then you open the door, it's not there again. No one knows what it is.
Well, the theory is that time dilation happens. So the speed is one way you can affect your relative time, but gravity is another way to affect it. Time, light slows and changes the closer it gets to planets, and it bends. And the idea is that anything connected to light has to also be connected to time,
mm-hmm.
because they're interconnected with the speed limit of the universe. But the idea is that as you increase gravity, you increase the chance that time is going to dilate weirdly. And on our small planet, I don't really see that happening. So these examples are a little bit weird, like something else would have had to propagate them.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that they're just like a sudden influx of time dilation in an area.
Like also the Futurama episode with the time tears.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
Futurama pretty much, don't even listen to this podcast. Just watch Futurama.
Yeah, just they'll binge watch all of Futurama. Yeah. You'll have a laugh, drink every time Fry does something stupid.
And you'll learn something.
You'll die.
Yeah, you'll die real quick.
If you do that.
You're going to die anyway.
No, you'll just end up like Fry.
Just like Fry.
By the way, Fry just is like Fry. An example of the bootstrap paradox. He went back in time and had sex.
Relations.
Nasty in the pasty, as they put it. And that caused him to come into existence.
Right. He was his own grandfather.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he went back in time. It's called the bootstrap paradox because there's no originator. He just always was there in time.
Right.
There's no original domino to press. You pulled yourself up by your bootstraps.
Unless when he went back in time and had sex with his grandmother, if he had gone back to a different timeline, then maybe he didn't exist in that timeline. No one ever thought about that. He has sex with his grandmother, and now she was never his grandmother because of, you know what I'm trying to say? He never existed in that timeline because his father probably never exists in that timeline.
Right. That's multiverse theory.
It's the same thing.
Sort of.
Timelines and multiverse, because the different universe can have a different time, and you can go back and forth between the two. And I think if that ever were a thing, that would be far too dangerous for anyone to be able to actually use.
That's also in Steins Gate.
So,
Time Cop.
I keep thinking about, I know you know about the photo, that famous photo.
Oh, the Kodiak.
Yeah.
Of the alien, yeah.
Do you know the photo is like of a little girl and it looks like there's a space
yes.
behind
oh, yeah.
it.
The, oh and God, I can remember
it's
the name.
Kodiak.
And they, has it, I'm guessing like it still hasn't
Kodiak
been debunked.
Kodiak Spaceway, no it hasn't.
I'm gonna look up the name because it's a very, I remember the name and I'm gonna figure it out. Solway Firth Spaceman, yeah. But I've looked at that picture because a lot of people say that it could be a time traveler. It could be a slip in time, you know, or it could be an alien.
Yeah.
But to me, it just looks like an old woman with her back turned. Cause look at it. That's her hair. You can see the arm is bent this way.
But isn't it, weren't there pictures taken in a row?
He said that there was no one there.
No. More specifically, it's not that the person is there. It's that the person isn't there. One picture.
And then isn't another one.
And then is, and then isn't again. And this is like rapid shutter, because Kodiaks, you literally take a picture, you pull out the picture that it feeds out, and then you're ready to take another picture. So it's click, click,
right.
click.
But I think the best case for the Solway Firth spaceman is that he's not a spaceman. That if anything, it could be a ghost, mm-hmm. or it could be a time slip.
Although that does look a little bit too spacesuity for a ghost.
And for an old woman, in my opinion.
Okay, but I saw another picture from it where they did a color. Let me look it up.
Color correction.
Yeah. And if you look at the color correction, it does very much look like she's wearing a blue. Check it out right here. She's wearing a blue dress and that her arms are different colors. Shit. I mean, shoot. I clicked.
There's
the
a microphone.
Tanner, there you go. Check it out. I'm showing them the picture right now. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I mean, that's also, you know, that's a best guess off of color.
Right. Yeah.
Fixing a color. That could not be the case. Deja vu is a form of time travel that some people say that you relive something that you've or that you, I don't know, but deja vu.
Here's an interesting aspect. And it involves time. But it's a little bit less time travel. Deja vu is considered that you're remembering. Your brain doesn't log an event until all of your senses have reported in for that specific moment. So if you touch your nose and you touch your toes at the same time, your brain will register the touch to the nose, and then it'll wait until it gets the signal from your toes.
I get what you're saying, but I don't feel like that covers all deja vu.
Well, no, this isn't deja vu. Hold on. So your brain waits to get all of its sensory input. Now, deja vu is scientifically explained as your brain waiting to get all of its input and then just forgetting to actually tell you, oh, here's all the input.
Right.
And then it goes, oh, we have empty space. Let's remember all of that stuff. So you're remembering something that your brain forgot, kind of. And that's what they explain deja vu is. But the idea is that it's a product of the fact that your brain wants to wait until it has all the information.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why all of a sudden, I don't know.
That doesn't explain deja vu for something you've never experienced before.
Well, that's called something different, for one. But yes,
like if I met someone for the first time and I would go, I've done this before. I've met you before. Cause I've had times, I think we've all had times where we've done very specific things, some stuff that we've never done before, and just thought to ourselves, what was that? I've done that before. I mean, you've had that, right?
Yeah.
Like, deja vu is a...
Not in a long time.
I've had it occasionally. But yeah, it does seem to lessen as you get older.
I haven't had that feeling in
a
long time.
Have you ever heard the theory that as you get older, you lose the ability to open yourself up to the paranormal?
Your brain crystallizes.
And it's one of those things. I don't mean to put it in terms like this because this is just the most basic thing I can think of. But that as you get older, you lose the ability to believe in things. You lose the magic that you believe of when you're a kid. Because when you're a kid, I remember all kinds of things when I was a kid.
That's because
I can't possibly fathom now.
There's a lot of people in the paranormal field who think that children are more connected to different things because they're more open-minded to it.
Because we close ourselves off. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the people that look at the paranormal and go, that's ridiculous, and you're ridiculous
like
for believing in
it. Like a kid having an imaginary friend means they're super open to something like that. And 9 times out of 10, if you have a kid that literally thinks they have this imaginary friend, they're going to be open. They're going to see things that you can't see.
Right.
And
ghosts or time travel?
One of the...
Technically, they are. They travel through time.
Idea of ghosts and why they can't see you is because they're reliving this moment and
over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
Right. So,
there's a name for it too.
A loop?
No, the actual haunt.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's a
there's intelligent, which is
intelligence when they respond to you. Is it just repeating?
But there's an actual name. Yeah, I can't remember right now.
I'm not gonna remember either. I know what you're talking about.
I have come across one haunting like that, and it was terrifying, and. It was cool, but terrifying at the same time because there was a lot of really crazy stuff going on.
And one theory
my every day is like that
all of those hauntings are because somebody figured out how to time travel and they got stuck in a time loop.
They're just
temporarily living that moment over and over because they can't get out.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Classic movie. One last thing, just for funsies. If you could go back in time, what would you change? You have one trip back in time. You can go anywhere and I'd say do anything. You can do anything that you can do. You can't go back and kill a president because you probably wouldn't succeed. But if you could go back in time and try anything, what would you do, Tanner?
Well, I'm a big proponent of not changing anything. I believe in time travel. I believe we don't have the means to do it right now, probably. But, I wouldn't want to go back and change anything. I'd want to go back and live through some different events in history. I definitely want to check out, Italy during the Renaissance, his personal preference. I'd want to see, Egypt in its building stage.
If you could travel back in time or forward in time, but you couldn't return, would you? To any time you wanted?
No. Let me rephrase. I'd be going back with my knowledge.
Yes.
Okay.
Or forward.
I'd go back. I don't want to go forward. There's nothing to go forward for.
Sex robots.
That you know of.
Yeah.
You can't
remember.
And that's the
thing. I can't know what's in the future. I know what's in the past.
Imagine there's some guy in the 1600s thinking about that and he goes, I'm good here. There'll be nothing in the future that I am interested in except medicine, electricity.
Penicillin.
Yeah. Pizza.
Shaved underarms.
If I have to travel back, if I have to travel somewhere in time and I'm stuck there, I'm going to go somewhere in time.
Pleasant.
That is familiar with me. I'd go back to, high school and redo things and make things better for myself. Something like that.
That's what I would do. I would go back. As soon as I saw myself pick up the Pepsi, I'd slap it out of his hand and I'd beat the shit out of him.
If I was gonna
say, if you ever touch something unhealthy again, I will come back.
I had to go back to the day I was born and make sure my parents never take me to the restaurant. Stay away from them cheeseburgers.
What about you, Allie?
I don't... That's just a hard question to answer because.
All right, Calvin. No, I'm kidding. Kidding, Allie. Allie, I'm kidding. Please go.
Because it's. You think, I want to experience all these times because, this is just kind of the cynical part of me of no, because if I go back to then, this was happening. If I go back to this time period, this was
always
happening.
A crisis.
There's. If I go back to, because even today I'm still dealing with sexism in my life, and if I go back anywhere else, it's just probably going to be worse. And
so your wife is out of control. I'm going
to
direct this to you.
Go back to Cleopatra ruled Egypt.
Or go forward. Would you like to know what it's going to be like 1,000 years? I would. Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. 1,000 years in the future. Think of how much we have discovered and how much we have created in just the time span between 1900 and
now. No.
What if we ruined
1960
everything?
To now?
Yeah. Now imagine it being the year 3017. What will we even exist? And that is a legitimate question. Will we exist in 1,000 years?
You will be a very, very, like, you will be a freak.
Yeah.
No human will look like you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Future scary.
If there are humans.
Exactly. If there's anything.
If there's anything.
Other than mutant rad roaches.
That's what I'm saying. Like
the fallout theory.
I'd be okay with that.
I would be okay with that as long as I'm not one of the super mutants.
I'm going to start collecting bottle caps now. Can I take those back with me so I can just have a crap ton of money?
So here's what's going to happen. Calvin's going to go into the future, into the alternate world where fallout is a thing, and he's going to walk up to a store with a bag full of bottle caps and go, I've been waiting for this my whole life. I'll take that armor. And they're going to look at you and go, what the hell do I want with bottle caps? Who told you bottle caps was what I wanted? All right. We got to get out of here. That's going to do it for I Want to Believe tonight. I want to thank Calvin, Tanner, and Allie for being here on the show. I do want to do a quick plug for tomorrow's show, Allie, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, because we have a huge guest tomorrow.
Yes.
Jesus
I
Christ.
I'm sorry. We are.
It's Jeff Hardy.
I know. We recorded it, so I kind of.
No, we didn't. He'll be in the studio tomorrow. Yes, we recorded an interview with Jeff Hardy over
the
weekend
pictures.
At Cape Championship Wrestling Fan Fest, and we're going to have that exclusive interview tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and we're very proud of it and very happy. Nice. We will see you guys then. Thank you so much. And Calvin, continue tradition and take us out.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub?
No, I will not accept it. Allie, take us out.
What'd you just say?
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
I hate you both.